With reality TV, the word real is stretched and twisted to mean really contrived. But the Discovery Times channel, a Discovery subchannel in partnership with the New York Times, the Discovery Times channel tonight airs Surviving Hunger, a participatory documentary in which journalist Soryo Samura endures the reality of a village in Ethiopia. For a month, like the villagers, he lives on whatever food he can find. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter has this review.
Though Soryo Samura was the visitor, it is the villagers of Kirkos who experience culture shock upon his arrival. Samura is a big man, 230 pounds. Just 2 days into his visit, he attends a church service where worshippers scream in fright at the sight of his hulking frame. One man voices his concern that Samura has come to eat them. But with the help of an interpreter, Samura calms the crowd by telling them he comes in peace.
The reason why I'm here is to get the rest of the world to understand your story. I am here to simply try and tell your story. Maybe I look too big, but if you caught me, it's the same blood that you have, that's what I have.
It isn't long before an increasingly malnourished Samura endears himself to the villagers. In one scene, a pair of children warm to him and bring him a gift of flowers. But in Kirkos, not even the beauty of nature is to be preserved as long as it is edible. The children show him their gift is meant to be eaten, and he graciously obliges. As the days pass and Samura grows weaker from hunger, he marvels at the villagers' resilience. Though he barely has the strength to swing a pickaxe over his head, he watches in awe as an old man half his size works tirelessly harvesting a patch of land.
What is really amazing is the fact that these people are still going on. They seem really, really up for it. I mean, they have the stamina to go on. The old man, Brahanu, I don't know where they get this energy from.
Like his companions, Samura sometimes goes days with only a few stalks of the local wild cabbage. Yet he manages to remain remarkably cheerful. With only his own curiosity to fuel him, he investigates the mechanics of Ethiopia's food shortage, interviewing government officials and aid workers. Face to face with the frustrations of bungled bureaucracy, Samura learns that solutions to the epidemic are as elusive as food itself. He struggles to sleep each night in a hut literally teeming with insects, the cries of starving children ringing in his ears. His resolve dissolves at one point late in his stay when he joins a group of fellow villagers walking in search of work. 19 miles into his journey, he collapses. The cameramen have to rescue him. But his spirits are lifted one morning when Kirkos hosts a religious festival that serves up a rare delicacy, chicken. Delirious with happiness and hunger, he dances and sings in the streets.
Chicken is here today. Chicken is here today. Chicken is here today. Chicken is here today. Quack, 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 quack.
These moments of levity may seem out of place in a documentary about famine, but they leaven what might otherwise be a story so unspeakably grim that it would be just too hard to watch. Samura's Ethiopian starvation is no mere publicity stunt. He is offering himself up as a vicarious outlet for understanding what it truly means to go hungry. It's a welcome reminder when you consider U.S. TV viewers who are, perhaps, jaded to the images of starving Africans. In an era when Sally Struthers' earnest pleas to end starvation have become punchlines on South Park, and CBS's Survivor turns stranding people in the wilderness into a fantasy, Surviving Hunger reclaims its subjects from the realm of TV cliché by reminding us they are still very much human.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. Surviving Hunger airs tonight on the Discovery Times channel.